The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Fuck. Feels like I barely slept. Why is it so cold?
Maddie?
If you want.
You are not Maddie.
Told you, I'm happy to be anyone you want. Unless... Oh, wait, Gray? Madeline Gray? Fuck no. No way. Last thing I need is a getting back to her and I end up sidewalk paced.
The fuck? This is shenanigans. I don't remember...
I'll be anyone but Gray.
I don't... You should go.
You sure? You paid for the full day.
Yeah, yep. Get out.
Well, thanks for a fun night and a day off to recover. I'm gonna need it to be able to walk normal again. Hand me my robe.
Oh, sure. It is cold after all.
Oh, you done? Like, already? That's... I mean, you usually go fully...
Mage! What the fuck? Get out! I'm naked!
Is this a trick? Some kind of test or something? Now, because I'd remember those curves. I mean, been all over them, what, like a few dozen times? You think I'd forget?
What? I'd never forget, because I never in a million years... I mean, no offense. Just, there's this platonic love and not...
Anyway, you ain't entirely naked. You got, the fancy bracelet? What'd you have to kill to get it? It's like fancy filigree and it must be pricey.
It was a gift.
Uh-huh, yeah. I get you. A gift. In exchange for not caving in someone's face, right? It's a good racket. So, you having regrets?
Do I wish I could go back and do some things differently? Get a different outcome? Sure. Story of my life.
I meant about spending a night with Roberta, since I gave you the wreck and all. You really shouldn't leave your Weddington just lying around in the open like this. You never know when an actual, like, honest cop is gonna... spot it and bring you in. Honest cop. Just kidding you. I'll put it in here, in your cute little holster right here for safekeeping. Alright? Alright.
I'm losing my fucking mind.
Look it. You okay, lady?
Is that a thing people who are okay say, Major? Is it? And since when do you call me lady?
I mean, since you, came out as a lady. I'd never disrespect you.
And yet, you didn't call me boss.
I wouldn't, because you ain't at the Mo. So, the last thing I want is to be on the boss's bad side.
I am so fucking confused.
Yeah, you must have hit the elate really hard last night, huh? You gotta be careful with that stuff,
Major, just... What the hell?
Fuck if I know. Look, I do know that the boss has a job for you, so we best, shake a leg or two.
I'm the boss.
Uh-huh. fucking yet, you ain't. But don't worry. I know the plan. This time tomorrow, maybe we will see. You know, if we ain't dead.
It is done.
Fucking good. Doc?
What?
Doc Briggs, wake the hell up. I don't care how late you stay out with that horny old man as long as you get your job done.
Horny old... What?
He gave you that swanky bracelet? I won't ask what the hell you had to do for it, because that's an image I don't need in my fucking head.
Cassandra, what's going on?
What's going on, Doctor, is that I'm waiting for you to confirm the fucking asshole is fucking dead for fucking good this time.
Okay. I'm not feeling a pulse. Back up. Give me room. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell me. You are not performing CP fucking R on a dead man. Back the fuck off before you're the next one with a whole lot of K-Lock in her lungs.
What?
Quiet. Who's next?
This one.
Miss Cassandra! Please. Please, no! No, I beg!
You think you can skim? You think you can cheat the motherfucking Arkell?
I didn't think.
Fucking right you didn't, you pathetic little asshole.
Please, I'll never do it again.
No shit, because you're going to be choking to death on protoplasm inside 2 minutes.
Can't you make an exception? Just this once? Haven't I always been a good earner? I bring my... Oh.
You see, if I let you off, then the next dipshit expects to be let off. Then word gets around that the Arkells have gone soft. Then we lose money, and then people get ideas how maybe we're weak. And do you know what that leads to? Fucking war! We didn't wipe out every other fucking family just to open the door and let them back in again. This galaxy is ours. And letting one little shithead like you go open the door that brings us down? No fucking thanks.
This one is a little squirm.
This is... Oh my god.
This is a fucking mercy. Glad I'm not my sister. Everyone see this? This is your reminder of what waits for you if you fuck with the Arkells. We will get what we are owed one way or a fucking another.
Dr. Briggs, confirm.
Nope, there's no pulse.
And that's the end of fucking that. You can run back to Asa now. Oh, you got a little K-lock on your bracelet there. You best clean that off. You wouldn't want to ruin something so unique.
All right, I'll keep an eye out. I know the bribe was late, but I don't think she'd risk the entire setup on taking you in over this.
I don't have a fucking clue what you just said.
Ugh, this game is getting old. Look, just can we drop it already? You're starting to make me think I was wrong, you know, back in your move.
Just tell me what the fuck we're here to do.
Do? All right. You are here to do what you fucking do. The only thing you do. You know, the Arkell sisters. The baddest bitches in the galaxy. But honestly, Cass is just mean. You take it to an art. You know? Let me start you off.
Major, what are you...
Oh,
Shit! Down! Get down! Oh, fuck! Fuckity! Fuck! Fuck! Jesus! Fuck! I don't wanna die! I do not wanna die!
What the fuck?
Well, get him before it's too late!
Drop it! Hooks?
I knew it wouldn't be long. Fuck, who sold me out? Jace or Corey? Never liked those little twerps.
Okay, okay. Let's just put down our weapons.
I'm honestly insulted. You think that'd work.
Hooks, we... Well, I wouldn't say we were friends, but we're friendly. I've always liked you. I've tried to do right by you.
Oh, fuck off. I know what you did to Proc, to Devi, to poor Tithia.
Tithia?
Oh, did you forget her name? You cut off her tentacles and fed them to her, and you laughed.
No, no, I wouldn't ever.
So you're denying it. You aired the fucking footage across the galaxy and sold tickets. But what else do you expect from an Arkell?
All right. Just drop it. Just drop it, Mr. Hooks.
Or what? You'll shoot me? Allison will shoot me? That's preferable to anything else. You know, one day you're gonna have to answer for what you've done. I was a fool to think I'd be the one to make it happen. But there will be more. The Arkell grip on the galaxy isn't as tight as you think.
Just shut up and give me a second. I have to figure out...
Fuck you, Arkells!
Allison! Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Oh, you got me.
Major!
Fuck.
Hooks! I... What?
Boss. Not a bad ring to it. You'd wear it well.
What the fuck is going on?
Fuck. Look. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna live to see you take over. Ugh. I really did believe in you.
I don't understand. This isn't right. It's not...
Shoot her an extra time for me, eh? Wait. For all those times she made fun of my knitting.
Who?
And, tell your ma. I'll see her in fucking hell.
My mom?
About fucking time.
Maddie. Fuck me, it's good to see you.
Uh-huh.
Why are we meeting here? I found the meeting on the calendar, but I don't...
Because the old man told you to. Just like I asked him. Like usual.
The old man.
Asa.
What does he have to... Listen. I really need you right now. I feel like my brain's leaking out my ears.
Isn't that what that old man's arm candy is for? What's her name? Briggs or whatever? She's a doctor. Go see her when we're done. Fuck if I care.
Absolutely nothing is making sense. Hooks and Major, they're dead. And so is Tithia, I think. But he said...
Oh, we don't see eye to eye on a lot, but the Tithia gambit... was genius. Broadcasting it like that.
You saw that?
This some negotiating tactic. Make it seem like I never complimented you on the move, so I never respected you. This arrangement is all one way. Something like that.
The fuck are you talking about?
The fuck are you talking about?
Since when is this how you talk to your wife? This is funny to you? This is... My friends are dead. I don't know what's going on. Nothing is the way I remember it being. It's like I woke up from a dream to find him. I'm in a fucking nightmare.
Okay. I admit you're playing up the, oh, my brain hurts, help me, angle really well. It's not a cover story I'm gonna buy, and it's not gonna work, but I respect the effort.
I need help. I need someone I know. Someone I trust.
In this line of work?
Okay, just look at this.
Your calendar for the day. So?
Right there? Just under Meet Gray under the Paradise Overpass?
Deliver message to Mom. And?
My mom is dead. She's been dead for over a decade. I killed her because she told me to, and I could never get out from under her fucking thumb.
You really are stroking out or something, aren't you?
Why won't anything make any fucking sense?
Enough of this. Where's my money?
What money?
My fucking money?
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Fuck's sake, she's gonna make me say it out loud. The fucking money you pay me to look the other fucking way while you and your fucking mother run fucking roughshod over the entire fucking galaxy.
You want a bribe?
Our arrangement hasn't changed.
You, Madeline Gray, the fucking incorruptible moral stalwart, the Greyhawk, you, Madeline Gray, want a bribe from me? To not arrest my mother.
Hey, she finally caught the fuck up.
Did I die? Maybe I died. Yep, I'm dead, and this is some twisted joke of an afterlife. I mean, that's really the only way that any of this fucking makes any sense, because Major is dead, and Hooks is dead, and Tithia is dead also, and yet somehow my mother is still alive. I don't know what the fuck is going on. None of this makes any sense, but that would be the only thing that actually makes any sense.
Do not fuck with me, Arkel. I do not need this shit. You know what's sitting in my safe. The copies that are stashed in safe deposit boxes all around the galaxy. Your life will be a living, walking, shit-eating hell inside of 10 seconds if I say so.
Take your fucking hands off me.
There's the Allison I know. Just had to knock some sense into you. Do not fucking play around. 50 G's tonight. Do not make me fucking ask again. Say hi to your mom for me.
Back here.
Get down! What the particular hell?
I was just going to ask you that very thing. Jinx, you owe me a coffee a base.
I didn't even change that much.
Pebbles cause ripples. And sometimes those ripples hit other stones and cause an avalanche that floods the pond, and then all the fish are dead and the pond water splashes onto the bank and causes mudslides and then...
Criminy.
I mean, we discussed the risks. Hey, what do you think those cops meant by "you're wanted for conspiring to defraud the chief of police"?
Seems self-explanatory, though I don't remember doing that.
Right, because of the quantum field generators.
The bracelets.
It happened, but not to you. It happened to the other you, who you now are. Yet actually are not.
My head's swimming.
Oh, welcome. The water's nice, isn't it? Until it all splashes out of the pond, anyway.
I didn't think this would be so hard.
I can't believe you thought it'd be easy.
What is that?
Ah, come on, Ux. Work and night play makes for a miserable Jason Curry.
Way to make it all about us, Corey.
At least I'm trying, Jace.
You're both sweet to help, but I have too much to do. I don't know who I am without the work.
That's maybe part of the problem, boss man.
Fascinating.
What? Who? Jace? Corey? You see this, right? Tell me you're seeing this?
What in the hell?
If I had to guess, I'd say we just witnessed a singular weakening of the barrier in the space-time continuum.
But we saw on the news that Hooks was found dead.
This Hooks. Not that one. I think.
Well, I don't like the way things turned out for either of them.
Our time here has been... not dull, to say the least.
You're not usually so, understated.
Hey, mad scientists can work on themselves too. I'm trying new things. But, no, it didn't really feel like me, did it?
Well, listen, we just gotta try again. Obviously, it didn't work, so we'll just give it another go, as many times as it takes.
I like that can-do attitude, but we cannot do until the interlocutor is fully recharged.
How long will that take?
It's only a matter of time.
Is it done?
This isn't happening.
Allison, answer your mother when she speaks to you. I raised you better than that.
Did you, though?
Excuse me.
No, I'm dead. Yeah, I have to be dead because I'm dead, and this is hell.
Well, if it's hell you want, I can arrange that for you. You understand me.
Oh. I... You know, I thought I'd never have to hear those words again. Those passive-aggressive, threat-laden, fucking awful words no parent should ever say to their child.
I know.
Sure. Of course you do.
You think I didn't.
What are we talking about?
This very meeting. You were planning a hit and thought you would be taking my place.
Major said...
I know what Major said. I know what you said. I know everything that happens at the Kingery.
This is not the Kingery. Not the Kingery I know.
It's the only Kingery you've ever known.
Sylvia.
Stefan.
Dad? You hate her.
I love your mother. Always have.
You left. You left me and Cass to deal with this monster on our own. Because you couldn't be bothered to wrestle with the complexities of a wife with a life you didn't approve of. You could have taken us with you. You could have taken us both and saved us from a life of her shitty, fucking manipulative mind games and emotional terrorism.
That's enough. Yes, I left. I made... a mistake. Sylvia reminded me that my place is at her side.
You understand me.
I understand her.
Oh, Dad. What the hell? Do you even know how to use that?
It's your fault, Allison. If you hadn't set this meeting to kill her...
I didn't. I wouldn't. Well, okay, I did. Once. But not by choice.
Your position was never as secure as you thought it was. Asa was extremely cooperative. An annual pass to shenanigans, and he opened like a book and gave up everything you ever told him.
Asa?
And you forced my hand. Now it's you or me. And it won't be me.
I understand you.
Good. I am truly sorry it's come to this, but as this is the last time I'll get to speak to my child, let me just say this. This Allison business is offensive. Parents name their children.
And when you tossed off that name like yesterday's stale bagels, well, I knew what you thought of me.
The fuck? It's not about you.
Goodbye, Thomas. I'd like to say you'll be missed, but, well.
Fuck this.
You barely grazed. That's my Worthington, you fucking entitled brat. I fuck you, Mom!
I guess I wouldn't change things if I got to do them over again. Fuck. I need to find that old man.
The Kingery, Season 13, Episode 2, A Matter of Time. Featuring the voice talents of Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison, Sean Luxford as Roberta, M. Ciro Garcia as Major, Jack Culk as Kalok, Kristen Bays as Cassandra, Kim Giannopoulos as Doc Briggs, Josh Wells as The Mook, Perry Whittle as Hooks, Alicia Lane Pickens as Madeline Gray, TJ Briggs as Bernice, Edward Herman as Asa, Kirsty Wolven as Corey, Brady Hendricks as Jace, Fiona Thrale as Sylvia Arkell, Justin Fife as Papa Arkell, Sensitivity Reader Christine Chester, written by Tilly Bridges, story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Pride, Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer, all other music by Josh Mullen at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Jillian Morgan, Assistant Director Caitlin Kleiman. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, McCullough Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2023, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.